This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is
Frida Liu.
And on the show today, we are asking you, what is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? You can get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Or you could also send us your messages on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. This topic is already exploding on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of comments to get to, and we will in just a bit. But the reason we're talking about this today is because there was an article in The Sun recently that covered a study that said that a quarter of Malaysian firms have accelerated their digital transformation plans as a result of COVID-19. While 60% have slowed down. So what's stopping that 60%? So we're going to get to that in just a bit. We'll be speaking to Gopi Ganesalingam from MDEC, as well as Rob Wells, who is the president of Workday Asia. But also on the show today, we're going to be talking about how some startups are helping schools go virtual. Mm-hmm. And our final story.
Our final story, another positive story on some interest, your typical businesses and how they've turned it around. That was a good one.
Yes. Yes. But our main story of the day is about digital transformation. Like I said, get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. You can also get in touch with us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899.
What's that joke you want me to talk about?
Yes. So I want you to start with that joke, Frida, that we've been you know, telling everyone about.
And you would have heard it too, you know. I mean, who has been the greatest, you know, influence to help with digital transformation? Is it your CEO, your CTO, your CIO, has it been COVID-19?
I think this year most businesses would say COVID-19.
Right. And if this is not a wake-up call to make, you know, the digital change, you know, what more, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, before you get into that as well, I think maybe a lot of times when we use the word transformation, it just seems like such a big word and something only big organizations do, but it's not. It's the little things, right? You know, just us changing and me taking a long time before deciding on buying a smartphone. Right, that was that. Yeah, because I knew I was going to be as addicted as I am to it now. And so I held back from it. I knew that I was going to one day, but I tried to hold back as much as possible. Now I have to learn to manage not to be obsessed with it or not to be, you know, attached to it. But these are the things, you know, I knew that I had to make that change.
And I was just telling you before the show, Frida, that I watched The Matrix a couple of weeks ago. And I remember just being stunned because there was one scene where Neo looked over his cubicle and you could see in that scene there were three people standing at the copier, like copying stuff while, you know, drinking coffee or just talking to each other. And for me, I was like, what, people still do that? Albeit The Matrix was came out in 1999,
20 years ago,
but still, for me it was a shocker. But then my husband said to me, you know what, some people still copy stuff till this very day at the Xerox machine, right? So, I mean, shouldn't we be like sharing documents and stuff? So those are like the little itty-bitty stuff that you can do to kind of digitally transform your business. So, like I said, this was an article that we found in the Sun Daily that highlighted a study which found a quarter of Malaysian firms have accelerated their digital transformation plans as a result of COVID-19, while 60% have slowed down. So the study is titled Workday Digital Agility Index, and it found that due to a lack of digital agility, 90% of the 900-plus business leaders and C-suite executives that they spoke to across 9 markets in Asia-Pacific, they said that they have struggled to make changes to their financial plans for the year, with more than 80% unable to realign their organizational structures. So in terms of people and processes, it revealed that almost 80% of organizations have been unable to track their people's skill sets to form special task forces in response to COVID-19. And more than 50% were not able to manage new approval and business processes during this time. Malaysian organizations also identified customer engagement, the workplace, and HR functions as the hardest hit areas in their business. Now, a shortfall in digital skills has proven to be a significant barrier for Malaysian organizations to perform better digitally amid this pandemic, the study showed, as some 70% of them lack an enterprise-wide culture of agility. And 67% of organizations also said that less than half of their people were equipped with digital digital skills and capabilities.
Mm. I'm just looking at our workplace, right? How from the get-go, we were already, you know, sharing documents with each other. So that was definitely took on more seriousness because of this, but that was something that we were used to. But I'm thinking of the sales team, right? Mm. If it's an existing client, you can still do a Zoom call. But if it's a new client and you make a phone call, it's so challenging for them, right? If it's existing, okay, right? I can, you know, just get on you because we've got a relationship going on. But these are the things that how do we have to change our mindset?
So, you know, I'm glad you brought up talent, Frida, because also reflected in the study was that 79% of Malaysian organizations do not see talent as an important strategic asset and lack the proper tools and processes to manage it. Mm. So they don't see talent as like their biggest asset.
Right.
No, but it you need to empower your people in order to be to go through that digital transformation successfully, right? Mm. So for me, I found that a bit alarming. On the other hand, the survey also found that 92% of the respondents see digital transformation as a priority, with 96% using digital technologies to execute their business continuity plan. So they recognize that this is important, but they also don't realize the strategic asset they have in their talent,
right,
their company.
Which is very funny, right? You're not willing to make the transformation, so you're obviously dependent on your talent.
Yeah.
Right. So how are you? And if you're not making a transformation, all the more important, the talent.
Exactly. So, I mean, these are startling numbers. And, you know, we also want to get down to why in this survey, 60% of these businesses have slowed down their digital transformation plans and processes right now. And we will be speaking to, like I mentioned earlier, just after the break, Rob Wells, president of Workday Asia, and Gopi Ganesalingam, our friend at MDEC, about this specifically. But in the meantime, you can get in touch with us and tell us your thoughts. What is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? We have a poll on Twitter with the options lack of funding, no digital skills, no equipment access, or others. But please let us know if you respond to others, what that other is. Get in touch with us at BFM Radio is our handle. Also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll come back and speak to Rob and Gopi. But first, here's the Tremellos with Suddenly You Love Me. BFM 89.9.
Business-filled minds, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2020. My name is Audrey Rajan. In the studio with me today is
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you, what is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? We have a poll going on Twitter. You can also get in touch with us on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle, or 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Now we're going to get to our guests on the show first. We are speaking to Rob Wells, President of Workday Asia, and Gopi Ganesalingam, Vice President of Global Growth Acceleration, or GGA, at MDEC. So, gentlemen, thanks for staying on the line with us. Let's start off with expectations. Would you say there is a higher expectation of the level of digital skills needed for the incoming workforce, you know, when talking about digital transformation and such?
Yes, I would. Recent events have really brought into focus the importance for businesses to be more digitally agile. Without the right talent in place and an adequate technology backbone, many will find it difficult to rapidly adapt in this changing world. In Workday's recent Digital Agility Index study, 92% of Malaysian organizations see digital transformation as a priority, and one quarter of Malaysian organizations have accelerated their digital transformations as a result of COVID-19. Organizations are really understanding the importance of digital transformation in helping them to emerge stronger and become more relevant in this new normal. And so there will be an increased emphasis on any new talent coming into the workforce to have sufficient breadth and depth of digital skills and capabilities. This in turn, of course, will heighten the war for talent exponentially.
Mm. I would say, I think just not a higher expectation of level of digital skills needed, I think it is crucial that you must have these digital skills, you know, whether it is in programming or app development or you know, digital design, data visualization. You have so many digital product marketing, social media, data sciences, data analytics. The list goes on and on. I think the world has realized, particularly post-COVID and post-MCO, that today's workforce is gone digital, and digital is here to stay, digital is here to grow. And so I think it's essential, it's just essential for everyone, all of us, to upskill, to reskill, to do what it takes to be part of the digital economy, to be part of the digital workforce.
Thanks, Gopi. Now, Rob, when it comes to the barriers for digital transformation, what element of training digital skills is most affected? Is it lack of equipment, access to training courses?
A shortfall of digital skills has proven to be a significant barrier for Malaysian organisations in faring better with digital agility amid COVID-19. According to our study, 67% of Malaysian organisations say that less than half their people, are equipped with digital skills and capabilities, with a staggering 13% saying that they have almost no employees with digital experience or skills. Ooh. So, beyond financial barriers, our study suggests that the lack of digital expertise required for digital transformation is not necessarily due to the lack of ability, but more because of a prevailing mindset within Malaysian organisations of not viewing talent as a source of competitive advantage. This is aligned with our findings that show 79% of Malaysian organisations do not see talent as an important strategic asset and lack the proper tools and processes to manage it.
Gopi?
I think the barrier for digital transformation, I would say it's the lack of knowing where these training courses are, because it's now on a platform, it's online, and these training courses can come from anywhere in the world. It could come from Coursera, it could come from Harvard, it could come from Oxford, it could come from a local institution. But I think one needs to know where it's coming from, what it is for, what are your own gaps and how do you fill these gaps? How are these courses relevant to filling your gaps? So I think it's bringing together the different offerings all over the world onto the online platform, essentially aggregating all these into one single portal or one single platform. That's step number one. Step number two, I think it's a mindset change. Mindset change, and you need to have digital adoption. So digital adoption in this case needs to come right from the top. So, you know, when the top buys into digital adoption and drives it all the way down, right till the skill sets of training and adoption. So I think that is when there will be least resistance for digital transformation.
Always mindset, Agopi. So, Rob, so what specific digital skills are becoming more valid now? Is it, you know, research skills, being able to learn to use new software quickly?
It is often said that technology is the engine of digital transformation and that data is the fuel. Digital skills in the area of data analytics and analysis will be highly valued as more organizations accelerate digital transformation and undertake more business metrics and data collection within their business processes. Talent with the right skills to extract, analyze, and translate data about the company's customers, processes, and employees will be essential to help deliver informed management decisions and guiding companies towards becoming more agile.
Gopi?
In my opinion, so you need both soft skills and hard skills. The soft skill is actually creative thinking. It's about being able to work as a team. It's about being able to embrace the digital workforce. It's about being able to draw talent, draw good digital talent. It's about being able to embrace the new norm in working, the gig economy, the freelance economy. It's about cross collaboration. And specifically the skills, the digital skills probably are needed. Data has become the new oil, as everyone knows. So expert data analysis, it's about being on the social media, advanced social selling, or it's about the mobile expertise in terms of the UX design. It's everything's gone on the mobile. It's about network and information security. Are we having enough cybersecurity in place? So these are the new digital skill sets that it's becoming common and it's needed in the workforce.
So Rob, what could be the first steps these companies need to take to start their digital transformation?
Companies must first identify the key challenges that they face as a company, then evaluate the kind of digital solutions and investments necessary that will help them achieve their goals before they start on their digital transformation journey. Digital transformation advocates must always remember that it is the people and not the technology that must come first for the transformation to be meaningful and successful. Adequate communication, training and due consideration for employee experiences are absolutely necessary in ensuring that your talent is on board and buying into your vision of transformation. Where to start really depends on the organization's most pressing need. Companies may choose to prioritize transformation in front-end systems, such as sales and customer experiences, or critical back-end transformation, such as moving critical support systems like finance and HR into the cloud to help their employees work more productively.
Your thoughts, Gopi?
You know, it's a good question on how companies should actually start with their digital transformation journey. It's not easy. It's quite subjective, but I think generally it's about identifying your transformation objectives or, you know, identifying the digital, the parts of your organization that can go digital. It's about studying technology enablers in the marketplace that are able to meet these objectives. It's about envisioning the future platform of the digital businesses in your organization. It's about looking at revenue models that could replace your current models. And these revenue models need innovation. These revenue models need continuous improvement and needs to be agile. And these are some of the practices you need to put in place. Now, based on that, MDAC has rolled out what we call the Digital Transformation Acceleration Program, DTAP, that is there to help future-proof Malaysian companies, particularly the SMEs and the corporates where, you know, they've got their brick-and-mortar business models or the businesses, very successful for some. But how do you then move them into the digital space? So the DTAP program is something that does exactly what I just mentioned. It's there to help identify and navigate some of our companies to be digital companies.
Right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. That was Rob Wells, President for Workday Asia, and Gopi Ganesalingam, Vice President of Global Growth Acceleration at MDEC. So we've spoken to the experts about it, but we'd also like to know what you have to say. What is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? We've got a whole bunch of messages on Twitter, on WhatsApp, and on Insta Story. We'll get to those in just a bit. But for now, here's REM with Finest Work Song. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.